Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Well, it looks like we had some moderate to strong gains seen in live cattle and lean hog futures, with front month contracts leading the market higher based on firming commercial buyer activity stepping back into the market. Little direction was seen in cash market activity throughout either the cattle or hog markets, although prices firmed from last week significantly on the Fed Cattle Exchange auction. We saw strong gains redevelop in front month December live cattle futures today. Traders pushed prices $1 per hundredweight higher throughout the day, although the rest of the complex saw much less aggressive buyer support during the morning trade. Prices were steady to 35 cents per hundredweight higher by midday, with the underlying firmness still holding in the live cattle complex as traders looked for firmness in cash markets throughout the end of the week. In feeder cattle, futures bounced higher and lower throughout the entire day as traders continued to focus on the potential to draw additional volume back into the market. By midday, feeder cattle futures were range-bound in a narrow trading range from 25 cents lower to 10 cents higher. The overall lack of direction and inability to follow firm buyer support in live cattle markets pointed to sluggish market moves likely to go on for the rest of the week. Soybean futures staged a small recovery late in the overnight session, regaining a little of what they lost during yesterday's drop to a one-month low, as weather maps for next week add rain to some Argentina crop areas, but leaving other areas dry. Corn futures were near unchanged, with March futures under the 20, 50, and 200-day moving averages, but on par with the 100-day. Soybeans were about 4 cents higher late in the overnight and have some support from the lower dollar and higher vegetable oil markets in Asia. Winter wheat markets, though, were a little lower as warmer conditions move into the plains to lessen concerns about cold weather damage there. Spring wheat contracts, though, were a fraction higher late in the overnight session. That's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.